Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Dean Richards is on assignment, but we have entertainment news and the announcement of Time Magazine's Person of the Year for 2025. It's actually not a person. It's the architects of AI. They get the honor, just announced. Person of the year, according to Time, the architects of AI. YouTube TV has a announcement. Their base package, which currently costs $82.99 a month, is going to be changing. Early next year, YouTube will roll out a range of cheaper options. Good news. For people who want only a subset of live TV channels, they'll be able to get packages centered on sports, news, kids, and entertainment. In early 2026, YouTube plans to launch YouTube TV Plans, a collection of over 10 genre-specific packages. It will include the YouTube TV Sports Plan, which will include top broadcast networks, sports networks like Fox Sports 1, NBC Sports Network, all of the ESPN networks, as well as ESPN Unlimited. In addition, subscribers will be able to purchase add-ons like NFL Sunday Ticket and NFL Red Zone. YouTube is not yet offering pricing or full details of the channels that will be in each of the YouTube TV plans. That will be critical in determining how popular they prove to be. Also, the YouTube TV Sports Plan will not include events exclusively available on other platforms like Amazon Prime and Major League Soccer, F1, Apple TV, WWE. My head is exploding. Andy, can you talk to management and get the Cubs and Sox, Blackhawks and Bulls all back on Channel 9?
It's something that's on my list, and it's just underneath make sure my wife has her Christmas gift, so it's right there.
So YouTube TV launching more than 10 cheaper genre-specific plans, including a sports tier with ESPN Unlimited. That's your headline that will not make your head explode if you just think about that. The painting that introduced the movie Star Wars to the world nearly 50 years ago has sold at auction for $3.8 million. The acrylic and airbrush painting by the artist and movie poster designer Tom Young first appeared in newspaper ads back in May of 1977, a little less than 2 weeks before the space epic created by George Lucas opened up. It also adorned billboards, magazine ads, and theater programs. Star Wars producer Gary Kurtz kept the original painting and hung it on his office wall before passing it down to his daughter. The Kurtz family later put the work up for sale at the Dallas headquarters of Heritage Auctions, where bidding started at $1 million. The sale for nearly $4 million set records for highest selling piece of memorabilia from Star Wars, from that whole franchise, and in general for any movie poster artwork. The buyer, whose winning bid came in through the website, has chosen to keep his identity private. Entertainment news. Jennifer Lawrence and Josh Hutcherson are set for Sunrise. The two stars, known for their roles in the original Hunger Games films, will appear in the forthcoming prequel movie, The Hunger Games: Sunrise on the Reaping. And that will be in theaters almost a year from now, a little less than a year from now, November 20th of 2026. Preliminary approval was given yesterday to move the famous Rocky statue, which they have embraced in Philadelphia as a symbol of their city for almost half a century, back to the top of the steps at the Philadelphia Art Museum. First created in 1980 for Rocky III, back in 82, that statue has had several homes in the city, drawn millions of tourists as well. And one more entertainment story, if you can call it entertainment news. The first full-length book by Pope Leo to come out of the United States will be published next year. Harper One just announced they have acquired world rights to Peace Be With You, My Words to the Church and to the World. scheduled for release February the 26th. It includes sermons and addresses the Pope has given since his election in May. And they are calling the book A Vision for Peace, Unity, and Reconciliation in a Fractured World. The title refers to the Pope's first public remarks as Pope when he appeared in May on the central balcony of St. Peter's Basilica. At that time, he said, "I would like this greeting of peace to resound in your hearts, in your families, among all people, wherever they may be, in every nation and throughout the world. Peace be with you." Harper Publishing Company had previously released works by Pope John Paul II and Pope Francis.